Greetings, this is James Gunn with As You Wish Talk Radio on the BBS Network. We're having a little technical difficulty here in the beginning, but we're on the air. It seems like, I don't know if it's the AI or whoever's messing around with us, but my computer was actually talking to me and telling me all kinds of things before the show, and it was refusing to let me reboot and get on Skype, which was quite interesting, but that's kind of par for the course. We've got a lot of things. I want to do some announcements first before we get going here. I want you to check out our event site at www.privateinvitationesetti.com to register for any of the upcoming events. This Wednesday, August 24th at 5:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, the teleconference healing series with Ashley continues with three of meditations for recalibration, expansion, and contact. It's a great way to keep connected to eSETI community on a weekly basis. The next Skywatch weekend is August 25th through the 28th. And we've got Clyde Lewis and crew from Ground Zero Radio, and they'll be at the ranch for their annual Listeners Camping Skywatch weekend. And so you're welcome to join in. You can register online. We've had some great things. Last time Clyde was here, he had a juvenile Bigfoot run right up, stop, skid, and say hi to him and turn around and run back the other way, which was quite interesting. When it ran the other way, it ran through these trees, didn't even touch the branches. It went right through them. It was just amazing. So they have an interdimensional component to them, or some ability to phase out. But it was quite interesting. A lot of ships were here, and so he had an engineer here to check and see if these were satellites, and his engineer said, nope, not satellites. So everything was confirmed about all the crazy activity here, but it's quite interesting. We'll cover a little bit of that tonight, some of the paranormal stuff that happens there, as well as the UFO and contacts and masters and everything that are appearing here. The upcoming workshops at eSETI, we've got Labor Day weekend, September 2nd through the 4th, and there's just a lot happening. I'll be talking about that a little bit tonight with the New Republic Front and Winston Strout from Solutions and Commerce, and he's in the thick of it. Winston returns to teach Removing Commercial Karma 2 and Preparation for Life in the New Republic, an introduction to commerce in the fifth dimension. And so he's going to share a lot of latest of what's going on behind the scenes that we don't know about, and it'll be great to hear him talk about it. I'm privy to a lot of it. Some of it I don't want to talk about right now because it's very critical, and some I will talk about. So I'll talk a little bit about that this on the show. We've also got I'll be part of the ET Disclosure webinar tomorrow, Sunday, August 21st at 11:45 Pacific Standard Time, and you can see our website for the link. So if you want to go to check out the ET Disclosure webinar tomorrow, Sunday, that's an online conference, and I'll be there again on 11:45. And for more information on all the events, including our September events, the Journey into Sound and Vibration Retreat, and Laura Eisenhower's Be the Shift Retreat, again, go to privateinvitationesetti.com. And if you have any questions about it, you can go ahead and email esetti2016@gmail.com. So again, if you want to find out more about the conferences, it's privateinvitationesetti.com. If you want to get an email and find out more, if you have questions, just go to esetti2016@gmail.com. Again, that's esetti2016@gmail.com. All right, announcements are gone. So we're going to have Shannon Leisner and crew come on here in a little bit, but I wanted to cover a few things. But we're doing a Theta Healing workshop, and it's just an amazing workshop. And we're going to bring some of the people on board to talk about their experiences in the workshop and also here at eSETI. And I know a lot of people like to hear about other people's experiences here, and you know, not just to hear about me and my experiences. So it's always good to have cooperation with other people, you know, sharing their stories as well. There is so much going on. I hope everybody survived that Lionsgate opening. The crop circles talked about it. And the 8-8 opening, August 8th, was just intense. And the energy influx that came in was just off the scale. So, you know, basically people ask me what is going down. And what I can tell you on the highest level, it's like the source itself is stepping up to the plate and saying, enough, we are going to go to the next level. The earth is going to ascend and we're not going to be playing games anymore. It's like the gloves are off. Now, on top of that, you have other levels. And so I hate to burst people's bubble, but, you know, the creator delegates. And, you know, so everybody's waiting for God, you know, the big G God, to talk to him in a big, deep, booming male voice. It doesn't always work that way. So you've got all these angelic energies, ascended masters. You've got interdimensionals. You've got Andromedans, Pleiadians, the Orion Council of Light, Arcturians. I can go on and on, Sirians. All these beings are involved in this process, and they're all playing their part. And one of the biggest parts right now being played are the benevolent protectors, and those are the lion beings that are stepping up to the plate for us. And they're kind of taking out the trash, you might say. So we're in that mode right now, which ties into the New Republic. So, you know, there's a lot of people saying the New Republic is already restored. It's already done. You know, no worries. You know, it's like, it's not true. It's right in the middle there's a lot of things that everybody's waiting for the big reevaluation and all the other stuff. It's not ready yet. It's in the process of happening, and there's a lot of things that popped up to block it, which have been removed. And so it is moving forward. And, you know, I kept warning people, you know, praise Allah, tie your camel, don't quit your day job. When this stuff comes through, it'll be great. And you'll be able to connect with this energy and use these resources that are going to be made available to help others on the planet. What's interesting, I've got some feedback here. I think I know the source of it, but we've got somebody that decided to park right next to my window and blast the radio, which is not a good idea. I don't know why they decided that was a good idea, but here at the ranch, it's usually very quiet and very peaceful, and all of a sudden somebody decided to blast their radio at 8 o'clock, you know, right when the show starts, which is a little strange. But anyway, that's a high strangeness. A lot of times we are actually manipulated by other higher dimensional beings and not even aware of it, which I wanted to get into. So we've been cleaning up a lot of the energy around that's been stopping this process from going forward, the ascension process and the abundance and all the other things and the projects that are into work and, you know, that are at work right now, and getting some interesting blowback. And maybe we'll talk a little bit about that on the show. But we've had everything from, you know, astral beings and demonic type energies to sorcerers to witches. Not all witches are bad. I just want to say there are some dark witches and black magic and things that we've been having to deal with. We've been also dealing with, you know, serpent beings, reptilians, greys, the whole enchilada. And so it's just been a major, major cleanup that's been underway, and we're right in the middle of it, and it's finally getting cleaned up. So that's what these energies are about, these stargates that opened up, especially the 8-8 one, were the lion beings, and they came in and just shook everything up and shook everything to its core. And so they're coming in to help clean house. And there's a lot of people on the ground, you know, the ground crew, and there's several generals involved in this. There's a lot of people involved with this that know what's going on the highest levels, and they're stepping forward and assisting in this process. So, you know, it is quite interesting how this is all unfolding. And the thing about this energy is it's time, you know, it's time for this to happen. And the whole universe is behind this. The whole universe is actually basically, you know, from the source itself, is getting behind this shift. It's a natural progress. It's a global thing. You know, people talk about global warming and the CO2. It's not the CO2. It's a shift. It's a shift in time. We're moving into a highly energized place in space. All the planets are going through this shift. And to my knowledge, they're not driving giant SUVs on Mars. And if they are, they're anti-gravity and counter-gravity. So that's how they got there. You know, they're not using fuel. So anyway, these shifts are happening everywhere. And it's because we're moving into a highly energized place in space. Our whole solar system is moving through this space. And that's what a lot of these changes are about. we keep asking, everybody asking about what about Nibiru and what about this and what about that? And, you know, they have all these major disasters that they've been calling on for God knows how long. And, you know, these disasters are happening on the planet. It just depends on where you're at and when, you know, where you're at and when, basically, because, you know, one place will be getting severe flooding, another place will be burning, they'll be on fire, you know, and another place, nothing will be happening at all. So those who gravitated to the safe places are cruising through all these changes, and they've kind of stepped out of the system, and they're doing quite well, and it's not a problem for them. So they're not having to deal with the social, economic, and physical earth changes because they've paid attention. They've done what they've needed to do. And so it's very important right now that we do need to pay attention, you know, on every level. So that means like throwing your widescreen TV out the window. You know, it means not waiting for the talking heads on the various, you know, lamestream news telling you what's going on or how you should think or what you should be. Get away from all the programming. You know, the TVs are set up with a flicker rate to totally hypnotize you. And they have subliminal messages and everything else on them. And, you know, it's bad enough. You've got fluoride in the water. You've got the chemtrails. And you've got all the food additives and everything else, which are totally dumbing down humanity. You know, they're also causing severe health problems. So, you know, we need to start paying attention to what's happening around us versus staring at these boob tubes and waiting for them to tell us, you know, how to think and what, you know, they're all saying none of this is happening, you know, so, you know, like it. They're saying, yeah, the unemployment rate is like 6%, you know, it's more like 50% when you get the real figures. But, you know, it's basically, you know, we have to just pull our heads out of the sand and start looking around and see what's going on, because we are going through changes. And we have to start stepping up to the plate and become frequency specific to the planet and where she's going. And if we aren't, we're going to be removed, because the old Archon grid, the old draconian grid that we've been under, is collapsing. It's falling apart. And so we need to get with the program and step into the new fifth dimensional grid, which operates under universal law. So a lot of people ask, what is universal law? It's a very, very simple construct. You know, basically, it's universal peace, brother-sisterly love, individual freedom and prosperity for everyone. It's called unity consciousness. It's not that complicated. But when you take that, you know, universal law and you apply it to today's law and today's leadership, you'll find that they are so out of phase with that and so just completely out of touch, you know, with their heart and soul and spirit, that, you know, there has to be some major changes to deal with this, because, you know, that's the only way a lot of these beings are going to let go. They're going to have to experience something pretty intense, and that is coming down the road. But anyway, that their reality, that the energy that used to support tyranny and tyranny could pull from is gone. You know, it's these guys are going to fall apart. Their puppet masters are leaving. You know, their draconian, reptilian, and serpent beings are being cleaned up. You know, so these guys are floundering. So, you know, the puppet masters, which are a lot of the politicians and even religious leaders and things like that, that have been, you know, operating under these nefarious energies, are being exposed and they're falling apart. And we're in the middle of that process. And so I've been dealing with that a lot, you know, and I went through talking. I talked about the origin of man and how it began in Australia. And from there, it went to Africa. And we talked about the whole thing. And when we were done, I said, here's the truth. It's all written in stone. You know, there's starglyphs and hieroglyphs and everything. Talking about the pharaohs returning to Australia to get the to retain the knowledge that they lost, the knowledge when they left. And so the Aboriginal people are the original people, and they were tweaked, you know, by the Anunnaki, the ancient Lyrians, and then the second colonies were the Pleiadians. So actually, when I got through with all this information, people knew in their hearts it was correct and it was right. But then all of a sudden, I mean, they're good church-going people, and they're going, what do I do? You know, what? You just killed my God. And I said, no, I didn't kill your God. I just made your God bigger. You know, I took you out of your box and let you see that the creator and all creation is much more vast. It's multidimensional, and it's not a little old man with a beard. You know, it's much bigger than that. So, you know, if that upset your apple cart needed to be upset, you know. So I won't apologize for that. It's it was all done in service, and it is, it will take you closer to source, because when you really know what the source is, it is the most loving, joyous, blissful, non-judging energy you ever experienced, you know, and you don't have to worry about the wrathful God, you know, toasting you or not, you know, all the fear, guilt, and unworthiness, you know, that they push, you know, on you in most religions. You can just drop that program, because God doesn't even have an ego. It can't even judge, you know. So we keep our books. We can forgive ourselves. We can clean up our act. You know, we can shift our energies towards the awakened healing process and turn this planet around. And we don't need a punishing God to do that. You know, it's going to happen anyway. So it's just a matter of frequency. And, you know, what's going to take out the tyrants is healing energy. And people have a hard time with that. But healing energy, anything that doesn't resonate with it, like unity consciousness, the waves of energy that are coming in, the ninth wave the Mayans talk about, will take out anything that doesn't resonate with it. And so if we're still holding on to the greed and the separation game and you know, a consciousness that is totally acting against humanity and the earth, we are going to be taken out by these healing energies. So again, it's just a matter of frequency. These are very high frequency energies. And when they come in, the other frequencies are going to have to resonate, you know, and match these, or they don't stay. It's that simple. But, you know, and that's just the way it is. This isn't about a judging, wrathful God coming with a baseball bat and stomping on all the tyrants. It's about healing energy coming in, and we're given a gift, and we need to participate in this process, because that is the Earth's destiny. So if we're going to stay on the Earth, we need to match that frequency. But anyway, I wanted to give people a heads up. Yes, there is incredible shifts happening. All the little bad nasties are coming out of the woodwork. They're doing all they can to hang on. People are having crazy dreams. They're having attacks by entities and unseen negative influences. And we're in the middle of that right now. And we've got to step up to the plate and maintain our self-authority in these issues and learn to laugh at this stuff. I mean, I find it humorous when they try to come at me. You know, they hit my aura and just go straight up. You know, it's like, you know, it's a done deal. But before, it was pretty intense till I learned how to heal unseen negative influences. So we all need to do that. And again, we teach that here at the ranch. It's on the website. It's in the books. And if you can't find it, give us a ring and send us an email, and we'll send you how to heal unseen negative influences, because it's basically a must right now. So I want to do a little segue on that and go into theta healing right now. And hopefully we've got Shannon Leisner on the line, and we can bring her on the air and see what's happening in her neighborhood.
I'm here, James. Thanks for having me on the show.
All right. Welcome to the show. You know, theta healing, can you kind of explain that really quickly, just like what is theta healing?
So theta healing is essentially the movement or the assistance in movement of old energies, old blocks, old beliefs, old programs that we have in our bodies and our minds and even our energetic field. And we are able to move that and replace it with something a lot lighter that allows us to move forward more successfully in our path.
That's a good one. Now, you've got quite a few people there that have been taking the course right now, and I've been watching all the smiling faces and actually people walking out going, whoa, you know, like, what just happened? And they're having some amazing experiences. And I don't know if you wanted to talk a little bit more about it, or do you want to bring on some of the people that are actually participating in the workshop?
Well, I will bring them on. You know, we've been having a great time here, first and foremost. And, you know, the very first day, we built the foundation of love. And, you know, we've kind of carried that foundation of love and support for each and every person here because, you know, this is a life-changing event. And this is, you know, you really start looking at yourself. And when you start to release all of this heaviness and all of these past traumas, you can really get to the core of who you are and what you want to be in your life. And so we've had so much fun here. And, you know, we're doing it all in love and joy and happiness. And so I will pass it on to some of my wonderful companions for this weekend and let them tell you about it. So here's Gary.
Great.
So this is Gary. I first heard about Shannon back listening to James to your November 7th As You Wish program last year. And after hearing you interviewing Shannon for an hour, I got to the end of that and said, I am going to make contact with Shannon. And as you recall, you invited her to be a presenter at the July conference, and she accepted on the spot. So I was looking forward to meeting Shannon in July, which I did. But before I did that, I wanted to at least meet Shannon before meeting her in person. So we scheduled a Skype session in June and spent an hour and a half face-to-face talking to each other. And it was an incredible experience. Shannon was amazing. The thing that I came away with was the purity of her soul and her spirit. I ended up with a complete trust in her intentions to be a healer and to do only good for her clients. And so we ended up having an in-person session at the July conference, and that was an amazing experience. So I won't take up a lot of time, but just say that Shannon helped me make contact with my beloved brother, who passed away two Christmases ago, and I invited him to the session with Shannon, and he showed up, and we spent at least a half an hour in communication with my brother, and it was an extremely special experience for me. Now, regarding the theta healing, so I'm an engineer type. I've been an engineer for 40 years, and I've been kind of locked up in my analytical, logical persona. And I figured out immediately, well, I figured out that Shannon was going to be the person to help me melt through some of my barriers, and that's happening in spades here during the Theta Healing Conference. And I actually had what I think is a major epiphany in my healing process just not even 2 hours ago. So I can't speak highly enough about Shannon and her abilities. Thank you, Shannon. I sure appreciate you.
Oh, thank you so much for coming on the show and giving that testimony.
Okay.
Hi, James. This is Natalia.
How are you doing, Natalia?
I'm doing great. It's so awesome to be amongst like-minded people. I felt first time I belong. I belong to the planet. I belong to my tribe. I belong to my family, my Earth family.
And
yep.
Yeah. So the how are you enjoying the Theta Healing, the workshop?
Yes. First, I actually saw you speaking on one of the webinars, and I totally aligned with your message. And then I keep going through your website, and I saw the Theta Healing with Shannon, and I didn't know anything about Shannon, and I'm like, I just felt compelled to go and across the country to come here. And I think Shannon is awesome. I'm glad I made that choice, because the Theta Healing is a wonderful course, and we had to practice with other people. We're not being lectured. And Shannon, she's very gifted. I see how she pinpoint the energy, how she just goes. She read energy fields of people, and she doesn't have spiritual ego, which is really cool, because she treats us like her brother's sisters. She's like, I'm not your mentor. I'm just your sister helping you. And right. That's awesome. I definitely learned a lot already. And
now you got to see a few things, too. Also, I mean, you had some amazing ships come in right over your head and say hi to you, and on the mountain lit up, and the inner earth opened up, all that. I'd love to hear about that as well.
I just wanted to say that. The first
Sorry about
night
that.
When I got here, I sit down, me and you sit down, and I've never seen anything like that. The biggest ship just beamed out, just sort of like explode like a firework. And it was quite shocking, but you said that that was the way they say hello. And there was other things that I've seen that I've never seen in my life. When the things were flying off the shelves, were thrown off the shelves.
Yeah.
But I've learned how to clear negative influences and entities. And I've learned also that not to be afraid of them, because that actually weaken us and help them, make them stronger, but to laugh at them instead.
Yeah, what's interesting, people don't realize that this is a vortex here, and it's a huge beacon of light, and moths come to a flame, you know, so these entities are coming here to be healed, and we're constantly clearing them up, and every once in a while, we get one that's pretty nasty that's on the attack, and they don't like what happens to them, because, you know, they don't have an option, they have to heal, and so they go out kicking and screaming and throw things and throw little tantrums on the way out. But it's pretty fascinating watching that. And I've been doing this for so many years now. It's just funny. It's just hilarious when it happens.
Oh, thank you, James. I'm so glad to be here.
Well, I'm glad you're having a great time.
Hey, this is Albert.
Hey, Albert.
Hey, I just want to take this opportunity to thank you and Shannon for, you know, allowing this to go down. As it was kind of mentioned before, one of the commonalities from weekend to weekend, whether it's a workshop or a Skywatch, is the sense of unity and family. And one of my favorite parts of being here is watching people, you know, who come all the way across the country and different parts of the country connect and open their hearts to one another and, you know, feel at home and feel accepted, and we could talk about all this weird stuff and not feel weird. And that's a lot of what is going on in the Theta Healing Workshop, is we're learning to open up and connect to one another and first heal ourselves, which I think is an important factor for any kind of healing modality or even just love in general. You have to love yourself before you can love anyone else. So it's really beautiful to just have another tool added to the tool belt for this walk, for this path. So it's really great. We're all having fun and making big strides. And another thing that I really love about what Shannon is doing through the workshop is, she's affirming the notion that we're all psychic and we all have a connection to spirit. And through having that connection, you know, we can access our abilities, and not one of us, you know, doesn't have that. So it's just a really awesome opportunity to learn what your individual gifts are, or just to, you know, have confidence in that. So personally, at the beginning of this weekend, I had a lot of stuff come up. It kind of felt, you know, like a dark night of the soul. Maybe some of it was full moon, but a lot of it, I think, is, you know, making room for this evolution. Because I'm learning now that every time I'm having this kind of sort of seems like a breakdown, it's actually just making space for growth and for the next level. So I think that can probably be a blanket thing for anyone who's going through stuff or feeling crazy, especially right now where we are in the cosmos and just the shift that's happening. Is like, it's okay to feel that way, but just look for the silver lining and the lesson in it all, and, you know, love it all and thank it, but, you know that it doesn't define you. So, it's really awesome weekend, and I would recommend it for anyone who feels called to check it out.
Great. Hey, well, thanks for all your work and support here at ESETI, and you're continuing to grow.
Thank you.
All right.
Hi, James. This is Karen.
Hi, Karen. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. I have had such an amazing experience here at ESETI. It's my second time here. I was here for the conference, and that was when I met Shannon and had such a beautiful experience and enlightenment from a reading with her, and saw so many things that I was capable of myself that I was drawn to come to the Theta Healing. The Theta Healing has opened up channels in me that were new awakenings, and in on a soul level, I believe that the angels are surrounding us in all ways and helping guide us through this process, and I was able to actually see the angels in some of my sessions and knew that the angels have gifted me with messages that can come through me as well as others here. Mm-hmm. I believe the Theta Healing opens up channels to what you are best at, and the Theta Healing is a modality that creates a new synchronicity on this planet and brings us all together, not just on a DNA level as a human, but links us with the outer universe and who we can become.
Great. Now, you've had some pretty amazing experiences as far as like ships and orbs and seeing beings here, and your artwork's phenomenal. I mean, you've been drawing some of these things. I'd love to hear a little bit more about that, some of the things you've seen and
thank
and you've
you.
Drawn.
And out of this experience, you'll love this. There is going to be a children's book. I've been asked to illustrate that children's book.
Okay.
Today I had an angelic visitor who gave me a manifestation of imagery at the pond, and the first of the poems that will be included in the book that will help open channels for those who are younger than us.
Great.
Yeah, it's
and,
been an amazing experience.
Yeah. Can you talk a little bit about some of the things that you've seen here since you've been here?
Yes, I'm happy to do that. The first time I was at the ranch, I understand now that I run on a theta wavelength a lot of times where I fall into a trance state. I'm able mm-hmm. to channel drawings that they gift me, and entities show themselves to me, and these drawings oftentimes are not necessarily just about the ranch, but connecting the ranch to other places. The beings who came to me in my drawings showed me important aspects of the human race and how we have the power to heal ourselves from within. We have that power, and we have always had that power, but we also can use the energies that are coming in, and seeing these beings empowers us to use those energies in the right light. The beings that I was seeing, besides orbs are prevalent here at the ranch. The entities that I have seen have been fairies. There have been Sasquatch running in the field. Barry Littleton and I witnessed a craft that landed in the field and was cloaked, and a heat signature was coming off of it. And out of a doorway came beings that ran both left and right that looked a lot like Sasquatch. It was an amazing experience. And since I've been here at the ranch this time, the manifestations have even become stronger. I haven't been able to draw as many of those as far as on paper, but they are embedded in my memories because I've been so engrossed in Shannon's Theta Healing course. They didn't want me to miss out on any of that.
Mm-hmm.
It's been an amazing experience, though.
So. Great. Hey, well, thanks for sharing, and thanks for opening up and bringing that information out for others.
Absolutely. Thank you, James.
Hey, James, it's Lori.
Hey, Lori, how you doing?
I'm awesome. Thank you for asking. So I also listened to the November 7th radio, and same as Gary, which, of course, I had to go tell Gary about that. I also listened to Shannon, and that day I Facebook friended her because I knew that there was something about Shannon. I just either we were somehow related or I just had to spend more time with her. So hence, and that was one of the reasons why I ended up spending so much time here in the ranch and helping you and Ashley, but I also, I'll admit it, really wanted to be around Shannon when she was here. So, I'm just so, so excited to be here and help you guys and support the ranch and support the work that you guys do. And sure enough, I actually got something out of it, too, which was pretty amazing because I didn't even think I was going to participate in Shannon's class. I had a feeling that I was just supposed to work to set a place for others to come. Mm-hmm. But I ended up sitting through the class on Friday and woke up Saturday incredibly ill and couldn't figure out why I was feeling so bad. And Shannon has a friend and co-healer who I spent some time with Saturday morning, and he got the ball rolling with some things that were really, really blocked up in me. And then today I spent some time with one of Shannon's students in the class because we were practicing healing each other and pretty much finished up opening the blocks that were there. It was quite unexpected how I responded to what was going on, and I feel, as this other healer told me, he said, Lori, until you heal yourself, you're not going to be able to do the work you know that you're here to do. And he was, I'm almost speechless at that concept because I know what my job is, but I woke up Saturday morning wondering if I really wanted to keep going because I was in so much pain. And here I am, ready.
Great.
I have work to do.
So that was Jerry that helped you, wasn't it, Jerry Yusko?
It was.
Yeah, okay, great. Yeah, I got to give him some kudos. He's always been helping
Jerry's
a lot of
amazing,
people here.
Amazing, truly. Truly amazing. And then it was one of the other students that finished it up for me.
Great. So you feeling good now?
Well, I'm not sure. You called me the bad A light goddess the other day. And
oh, yeah?
I really feel like, yes, I'm so ready to go finish what I've started. I'm just kind of excited to actually go out and do my job.
Yeah. You can say badass on the air. It's okay.
Okay. And you call me the badass light goddess, and I'm clearly physically ready to go. I was already ready, but my body was really, I had some blockages from some stuff that happened when I was a child, and I didn't realize that that's what my pain was all about. And right. Jerry just honed in on it, and Shannon dove in at a couple of different times, and I'm not in any pain anymore, which is, like, really mind-boggling to me at this moment because it's really just happened in the last 6 hours that I'm not in pain. So I'm really happy, James.
Yeah, I love that when that happens. It's like a,
yeah,
you know,
me
you just
too.
Go, yeah, you just go, wow, where'd that go? I can't believe it's not there anymore. You know?
I know. It was my feet. Like, I'll be honest, it was my feet. And I finished talking with one of the other people in the class, and I literally stood up and I stood on my toes, and I haven't been able to stand on my toes for probably 20 years. It's
great.
Unbelievable.
Awesome.
Truly. It's not unbelievable. It's very believable because it really happened, and I'm just ecstatically happy, truly.
Yeah, it's always, I love to hear that. I love to see friends of mine being healed too as well.
Yep, definitely. So we have one other guest that maybe you hadn't anticipated, and it's Shannon's mom.
So, oh, okay, great, yeah.
Introduce the mother of Shannon Leishner, and her name is Sherry, and we really, really love you.
Great. All right, thanks.
Thank you. I love you all, too.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. It's been a pleasure to meet you and meet your brother and all the different ones at the ranch. I want to thank you for your hospitality and everything. It's been wonderful to see everything.
Yeah, I've got a
great
crew here.
I wasn't sure what to expect when I first came here, but it's unbelievable. The ranch is a place to come. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. So you've had some gifts yourself. I mean, do you think Shannon inherited some of that from you?
I think it was passed down through my family. My grandmother was a psychic medium, and so was her mother. My father did a lot of dowsing for Standard Oil Company and locating people. So I grew up in the whole realm. It was always interesting. My family was always had different things going.
Yeah, that's good. You know, I had an interesting thing. I had my father was, you know, he was like a Buddha, basically. He was amazing, and he was raised in New Mexico, and he had all these ET encounters, but, you know, he never talked about it, you know, because you just didn't. He was a dentist, you know, and you know, in that society, you just didn't talk about it. But, you know, he never dismissed anything. He let us have our own experiences, and he'd every once in a while he'd pull the car over and he'd say, "Get out." And we'd say, "What? Why?" And we'd get out, and he says, "Look up." You know, it'd be like five ships flying over the house, flying over the car, you know, or whatever. So it was pretty funny, but I don't think he really knew what was going on, other than he knew they were real, and he knew there was some kind of a connection.
Yes, my father also had different experiences, and he really didn't talk about it much, because way back then, people didn't pay attention. They thought you were crazy or something for even mentioning it.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I'm glad you created that environment for Shannon to, you know, maintain her gifts and her tools and the support system to help her go forward with this wonderful gifts and the work that she's doing.
Yes, I'm so proud of her and all her endeavors. And thank you so much for all the help that you've given her in advancing her into all the different Theta Healing and all her experiences. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you. Well, I think that's it. Is Shannon still there? Do we still have Shannon in the room? Or?
We're still having a party. We're
all
ready
right.
to dance after this.
Cool. Hey, you know what? We might be able to get some, let me see what I can do. We might have some listeners hanging on to answer some questions. I don't know if you wanted to hang on and ask some questions.
I would love that. That would be so much fun.
Oh, boy. Let me see. I'm not seeing anybody right now, but maybe the engineer can go in. If anybody wants to ask Shannon Leishner any questions about Theta Healing or anything else, we're all open. We've just got about maybe 10 minutes left on the show, but...
You know, James, while we're waiting for somebody to call in, I wanted to mention, you know, we had a wonderful Skywatch and drum circle last night, and all of us were taking pictures. And I was taking some pictures, and I actually got a picture in the center of our drum circle. I got a picture of a vortex, and it's
yeah.
a very clear, I mean, there's a circle, and there's a very clearly lined vortex, and that was really amazing to see. And the fairies were out in force. I mean, you could take a picture just about anywhere, and you could catch a fairy on somebody. And then all of the energy that was being created by our circle was just phenomenal. I mean, you could actually catch that on film. And so we have so many amazing pictures that I'm sure, you know, you guys are going to be posting up online so people can see it. But we were just blown away. And then you remember the first night I got here when the Lion's Gate was open on the 8th? And we went outside, and we were able to see the Sasquatch running in the field. And
oh, yeah.
I had brought my 17-year-old here, and he didn't believe in any of that. But he was a true believer when he left. And he was so convinced that he got to see a Sasquatch, and he was just so amazed by all of the majestic things at the ranch.
Great. I love it when the younger generation gets a shot at it. Looks like we've got a caller here. We've got Corky on line 2. So, Corky, are you with us?
Yeah, James, I got a question for you. I've listened to all your videos. I'm in total agreement with what you're doing. I'm looking forward to getting to the ranch when I can. The question is, can you put any kind of timetable as to when things will reverse, you know, really to the good side heavily so we can get rid of these neocons and all the bad guys?
Yeah.
Do you have any kind? I know it's not carved in granite, but do you have any kind of an idea on that?
Well, you know, we're right in the smack dab middle of it right now, and we're at the we've gone over the preface. I can't even say the word, but it's really coming to a head right now, and the white hats and the benevolent people and the benevolent ETs and the masters are all stepping up to the plate now. So it's going to be happening really fast. And I just keep seeing 2017 that everything's going to move really fast between now and 2017 and through 2017. It's not going to be the same world, you know, that we are in. I was wondering, Shannon, do you have any insights on that?
You know, I know that this is going to be a slow transition. Or at least I feel that it's a slow transition, because if you do anything too fast, you cause chaos. But I know that this has been in the works for a little while. But I think, you know, in order for us to see it completely, I'm hearing, you know, it's going to be a few years out, and it may even be up to 10 years before we really see a huge difference. But I really do feel like there's a lot coming in. There's a lot of shifts, a lot of changes, and anybody who is, you know, who can sense energy feels that there is something huge happening.
Mm-hmm. I also think, too, there's some people that are right in the thick of things, and they know what is happening behind the scenes, and they're just huge events happening. It's happening very quickly. But as far as it, you know, I guess coming down to the mainstream where everybody is aware of it, you know, I'm not sure exactly when that's going to happen. But I know the things on the highest levels are going to be happening. They're happening right now, basically, and it's just going to continue to escalate, you know, through 2017.
Well, thanks, James. I'm just curious. I got a good range there. I had 10 years in mind, too, as a possibility.
Yeah.
I hope it's not that long because I'm up in age now, and I'm hanging on. Anyway, I appreciate the estimates on that, and... what can we say? I hope it is 2017.
Yeah. All right. Thanks for calling. Looks like we've got Christina on line. I think she's on line three. Christina, are you with us?
Yes. Hi.
Welcome to the show.
Can you hear me?
Hi, Christina.
Yes.
Thank you. I'm very excited to be on your show. I've been listening to you for quite a while. I guess my question is, I have been having an extremely difficult time and have been clearing and purging for, well, debilitating to the point, like for about the last 6 years, to the point where I can't work or be out in society much, but, my question is, because I can't financially afford to do these special things that people are doing as far as, you know, theta healing, and I have done some healings that my mom, you know, paid for me to do, but I'm wondering, will I still be going through the healing in my own way if I am not able to get those special healings? And then the other question is, my God, how long is this going to last for me? It's been extremely difficult mentally, physically, emotionally, and I'm really tired. And
yeah.
It started in 2004, but I had to stop working in 2010, and I'm really hypersensitive to just about everything.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if you have answers to that or not.
All right.
But
I'll let Shannon handle it. Shannon, do you want to take that one?
Yes, I will.
Okay.
There's a couple things, you know, we are shifting in the energy right now. And so there's a very
mm-hmm.
good thing that I would recommend is one is to shift. I know that you're in pain, and I know that you're suffering, and I know that there's some real physical pain. But what we teach in the Theta Healing is to really look at any negative emotions or any old baggage or any pain that you may have from traumas or anything that's happened in your life, and really work on clearing those issues, because I am a true believer that pain and disease and all of these injuries are caused by energy outside of us or an emotion that we hold on to. You don't have to come to the actual Theta Healing workshops. You can,
mm-hmm.
the book is on, you can get the book from the library, or you can get the book even from Amazon or something like that, and then
okay.
You actually learn these techniques, because everything is in the book. I had a friend who taught herself Theta Healing. And then
okay.
if you have any questions or if there's anything I can do to kind of guide you along, feel free to email me at shannonleishner@yahoo.com, or you can actually message me on Facebook. And I'm one thing I pride myself on is I'm very accessible. I am, like I said, I'm a sister here helping everybody else. So
send me your emails or messages, and I will do what I can.
What? Well, how do you spell your name?
So it's S-H-A-N-N-O-N, and then my last name is L-E-I-S-C-H-N-E-R. And you can reach me at in Yahoo, ShannonLeichner@yahoo.com, on my website, ShannonLeichner.com, or even on Facebook, Shannon Leichner.
Oh, cool. Okay, yes. And the funny thing is that I know all this. Like, I comprehend, and I've done lots of research and read about all these things, and I know that that's what this is. You know, they want to put a name on it and call it fibromyalgia. Well, that doesn't fly with me because I just know that it's me going through this healing process. And I guess I am having a hard time clearing. Like, when these eclipses come in the Lion Gate, I mean, I was on my ass. Sorry. But just, like, really, in like, I've had so many dark nights of the soul. It's ridiculous how many.
Christine, can I mention something to you? Because we were just talking about this in the class. And I've heard James say it several times, but it's time in your life to change your life theme. And there are times when we have become victims of something, and this is in no way, shape, or form being disrespectful, but it's time to take that leadership role and really move past all of these things that we're being affected by and say no more. Say we are taking a leadership role in our lives, we're taking a real leadership role in our healing, and moving past allowing other people or other energies to affect us this drastically. Does that make sense?
Yes, it makes total sense. And I want that. I want to be, I know that there's got to be a reason why I'm so hypersensitive and kind of, and I do go in and out of victim consciousness quite a bit. But, I'm aware of it. I'm so conscious of everything. And I know that it's time, and I want it. I want it so almost desperately because I'm 40 years old. I'm a beautiful woman. I want to be enjoying life again. I don't even know what that feels like. I don't know what feeling joy feels like. It's been that difficult. Yes,
well, then,
and so I want to take my life back.
Yes, it's time to do that. And your guides are saying right now, they say, take a step, take your power back, and say no more. You know, it's about a decision. And, you know, a lot of times we look at the door and we say, well, it would be nice to be on the other side. Well, we actually have to step through the door in order to make a change in our life. And so I always tell people, take one step out of your comfort zone every single day, and by the end of the year, you're going to see that you have made a complete change in your life. And so I really encourage you to shift your dynamic and shift your theme and really create that leader or actually awaken that leader inside of you because it's already there. All you need to do is make the decision and then ask for help. The angels are around. All of the masters are around. There are a lot of beings right now, very benevolent, loving beings, who are willing to help us. All you need to do is ask for help.
Is there a certain way that I should ask, or does it even matter?
It doesn't matter. As
how
long as
you ask.
Making sure that you're asking only those who come in light, those who are benevolent.
Right. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, we're hitting the end of the hour here, so... I want to apologize. We've got about 10 people on the line here. We're not going to be able to get to you tonight. I think we have enough time for one more quick call. We just have a couple minutes, so we have to make it concise and short. So we'll get Kelly on line 4. Kelly, are you with us?
Hi, James. Yes, good evening. Nice to speak with you again.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Real quick. Yeah, thank you. I truly appreciate all of your work, Shannon. I started following you through Originally, I heard of you through James. And quick question I had was, what are some of the challenges, like physical or emotional, that one experiences as they are developing their practice as a Theta healer? The reason I ask is because I know one of the folks who spoke earlier tonight mentioned some of those challenges that, you know, were present from some of the unpleasant beings. So thank you.
Yes, one of the biggest challenges that I'm noticing that people are going through when they're actually going through the Theta healing process is actually looking at ourselves and really doing the healing process for ourselves, because we're very good, especially service-oriented spirits, we're very good at looking at everybody else and paying attention to what everybody else needs. But when it comes time to look at ourselves, a lot of people feel that that may be selfish. Well, a healer heals thyself first, you know, so we must first look inside before we can actually help somebody else. So that has been the biggest challenge.
Wow, thank you so much. That's wonderful. And both of you, I truly appreciate your work, and it's so encouraging to hear there's other people out there that are working towards the benefit for all. Thank you.
Thank you, Kelly.
All right, thanks for calling. You know, unfortunately, we're at the end of the hour. Is there anything you want to – I think, Shannon, can you give the best way for people to contact you in case they want to, you know, find out more about Theta Healing?
Yes, you can contact me at shannonleischner.com, shannonleischner.com. I am also on Facebook, Shannon Leischner. I am on Twitter at Psychic for Stars, Instagram at Psychic for Stars, and then also I am on, I have an email, shannonleischner@yahoo.com. I'm very accessible. So great. If you have any questions, let me know.
All right. Well, thank you so much for coming on the show, and thank everybody else there also for participating.
Thanks for having us.
All right. Well, we're out of time, unfortunately. This is James Gillen signing off for As You Wish Talk Radio on the BBS Network. Have a great evening. Stay in the heart, watch the skies, and drop all that old baggage. You don't need it, and you're not going to be able to take it into the next phase. Anyway, have a good evening.